Do I do that? I always thought you did that. But I'm Dave, this is Kyler Brown. I'm calling our what is it, May 7th Economic Development Commission meeting to order. Then would you do roll call?
Yes. Chairman Brown?
Present.
Commissioner Bringle?
Present.
Commissioner Maycrook?
Here.
Are you? There you go.
Here.
Soundtrack at the same time. It's efficient. Commissioner Chaplunker?
Yeah.
And we have Commissioner DeRota attending via Zoom. So we'll need a motion and a second to allow her to do that.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All right.
Favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. So DeRota, you can pop in, you can participate in the dialogue. And then you can also vote when but we don't have anything to vote on necessarily this evening, but just so you know.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So next is with the call to order, public comment. Do we have any public comments? Nothing.
You mean?
Do you want me to get you one, John?
I have one right here.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Approval of minutes. Did everyone have a chance to review the minutes? They're very thorough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can we get a motion to approve the minutes from April 2nd, 2025?
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number four. We have something coming up. I know. I got to get you a PDF. I don't know what's going on. I got to get you some sort of logo. I'm working with your assistant. To get a hunting thing, you don't care. Yeah, I'm just like, what? We're sponsoring this thing, so if you want our name on anything.
Oh, I love it. Awesome.
Oh, here.
All right, so everything is underway really well. Melissa Mullinson, so our director of programming, is leading this for our team. She's also a Reforce resident, so really excited about that. So we have finalized the site map and have gotten over to the village and are meeting with the Park District and Kiwanis Friday to confirm the last bit of details before we kind of start marketing things to the public. In terms of what we confirmed, we have four folks who will be providing food of some type. So that's Evan Lee Cheesecakes, it's a River Forest business out of Hub Kitchen. Big Rig Tacos will bring a taco truck. Blackout Baking Co., who is sponsoring, and also Shana's a River Forest resident, will be selling cookies. And then Cater to You, which is a business out of Hub Kitchen, will be selling ribs and chicken tips. This is also in addition to the ice cream truck that is normally there and the hot dogs that Kiwanis provides. In terms of activities, we have secured enough sponsorship dollars to get some type of bouncy thing. So we've gotten a bouncy obstacle course so that kids run through.
Good choice.
It.
Good choice.
You know, didn't even know they made those. I had a whole crash course. It was cute. I'm also happy Special Strong, which is a River Forest business, is going to be providing some sensory friendly activities for kids with developmental disabilities. We've also are bringing in the collaboration for early childhood education to do some early childhood activities. This is also in addition to the Bono Brothers band playing and all the normal events that happen. Yeah.
Okay, so my only question is, and I'm sure you're working on it because you're having a meeting with them on Friday, but how do we, because a lot of people in the parade that are walking the parade will see this, right? Because they're going to go through the end of the parade and they're going to see it. How do we gather all those people? Do we have some sort of marketing in the parade to tell people, hey, come to Keystone Park at the end because there's a party?
You know, we haven't fully developed a communication strategy for the community yet. I assume we'll do something like that.
Yeah.
We'll use some wayfinding signage on the parade route, things like that. But, you know, I don't know if a direct thing in somebody's hand is, like, always the best.
No,
it's
yeah.
Glitter and they just, they, you know, they go somewhere and then.
Frisbee.
Yeah.
Then my branding's on the street. It looks bad. It's a whole thing.
No.
but, We definitely will make sure that we're capturing folks at the end of the parade. Also want to shout out, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 businesses that have signed up for the business fair itself. And then we have secured 3 sponsorships from Pioneer Bank, 1 from Blackout Baking Company, and 1 from the local Liquor Workers Union. So we are hoping...
Union?
Yeah. There's no alcohol.
Oh, that was the village recommended context.
Yes. They're on Madison. I don't know. Apparently it's a lovely place.
Awesome. All right.
Liquor Worker Union.
Yes. Wait, it's not the... social club called The Office, is it?
Oh,
I'm serious. All right, well
it's actually
okay.
Oh,
there are like union social clubs that exist around the Oak Park River Forest yeah. area that not
still calling it our... business fair. We are
business bash. So yeah, we are looking for 2 more sponsors. If you guys love anybody, that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I mean, that is above and beyond.
And I'd like to say thank you so much for all of your hard work, because I know you've been spearheading a lot of this, getting the businesses involved and getting the sponsorships. And I think that's just amazing. And thank you. Because I think you've taken his vision and you've really run with it.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, this is definitely at best a collaborative effort. Right? I think this was yours, the vet stuff. You've been really such a boost to this. We've always had a difficult time in this area, and no disrespect to the previous, president at all, but you've had some great vision and you've really spearheaded some cool things. This is the coolest thing I think we've done that I can think of. Period. Stop. End of sentence. We'll see how it works, but I think it's a great start, and I'm really happy.
Truly, it is. Honestly, Melissa is a godsend. I sign the checks and I make sure that things get to the places, and I give them the vision. But truly, the whole team at the chamber just like has embraced this, and I think that we all know that we can be doing more in River Forest, and excited to see what this spars. And it's like a whole lot easier when there's only one event on this side of the road, because like everybody clamors to it, right?
Totally. Well, please pass along our thanks to the whole team then. I get it. It takes a team effort, but your partnership has been awesome. This is, right? Can you think of something we've done that's like...
It's the first thing that nobody's objected to.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well, it's still early. We'll see. There'll be objections, no doubt. Yeah, there'll be post or pre something.
Once they find out alcohol is being served.
No, yeah, exactly.
I know, for the record.
Family friendly.
Yeah.
Well, those parties start pretty early this day on that parade route. So I think people.
Cups.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's great. Well, I think that's anything outside of the sponsorship that you need from us at this point? For the village?
You said you're looking for one more sponsor?
Yeah.
For one more sponsor. And then, I will come up with a communications plan for the community. I think that's where we need the biggest help. We talk to businesses all day, not necessarily community members. So folks sharing the message and getting it out there, I think, is really critical. But, we have a nice built-in audience. That's kind of why we do this. So not too concerned about people actually showing.
Well, I think... it might be a second year where it's a little bit stronger, if I had to guess, because I think not everyone will know about it and have plans around it. A lot of people do throw parties at their house during that time. But then they might hear afterwards, oh my God, these guys are playing and they got a pretty good, we'll see, but like it could be next year where it kind of pops a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cause not everyone knows about it, this first time around. Can we put something in the, our newsletter?
Oh, it's been in the newsletter for like 4 weeks now.
Well, of course it has. I know that for the record. I knew that. I was testing Jessica.
Because you open those newsletters every time.
By the way, there's something with that newsletter where we have like a 70%, open thing. But is that just being on like opening that email, or is it actually clicking on the newsletter?
So when you...
when you scroll down where it says like see more, and you click on that, that's what we're talking about.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. There was some debate around that. Any other items for business community retention? All right. Number five, general development update. So we have a few things. What's a turn of the village for some ideas there? What's going on in Madison, Lake and Winthrop?
Well, maybe my thing is better under four. So the last two meetings we've been talking about a business, like a new business packet of information. And clearly none of us were familiar. There has been one published on our website for probably about 10 years now. It's called the Business Starter Kit. So I pulled that down and I've been working on it. And I have a final draft to the mayor. She signs a letter welcoming the business to the town in there. So she needs to approve it before it's published. But it walks the business owner through everything. Now it will include the facade improvement grant and the links to that and the application and who qualifies and all that stuff. But it will also include, you know, you need to apply for a permit for this handful, but also go to the list online to learn more of what projects need a permit. And just, you know, this is how you register your business as 911 thing, fire department, like all of the things a new business wouldn't necessarily have gleaned from any other place. So, I hope to have that published in the next week or so. The facade improvement grant program website is almost ready to go. So we're hoping to get that published this week as well. We were waiting on an image from our graphics team. And then that's going to go under, there's guides. If you scroll down to the bottom of the webpage, there's guides that touch on a lot of different topics. And one of them is economic development. And so we also have one that just talks about the North Avenue TIF, one that talks just about the Madison Street TIF. So it'll also be linked there. And then we'll put a feature in the newsletters and try to boost it that way. We were also thinking about a mailing of some kind to notify people once the guide is published as well. So we're talking about a couple different marketing swings for that. So those are definitely should be completed in the next, before our next meeting easily. So that's what I've been working on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is the business, you're saying it's the business.
It's called a business starter kit right now.
Yeah, I've seen that. But
yeah, I remember.
Is it different than the, when they're a developer toolkit? Or am I thinking of something else?
I think you might think of something. I know that there was a business.
There was something for businesses. I thought there was also something for developers coming to River Forest, which is something we'll put a pin on. But
there was definitely some developer information. Like we had traffic statistics from like 2008 to 2015. So it was old.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's better tools. So I pulled that off the website. But traffic volume during the day versus traffic volume during congestion. Like traffic hours. And then, so maybe that's what you're thinking of?
I thought it was like a resource page where you could find, if you want to do development, that there were specifics. So maybe confusing that with other municipalities I work with. But
if you find it, send it to me and I'm happy.
No, but it's not, it made me think of it. Like it's a good thing to have. Mm-hmm. Like here's all the resources.
That might be also be something that we can work in conjunction with, I forget our,
JLL.
Yeah, JLL.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to mention. We'll get to that next.
Yeah.
I was going to ask a question on that. Where do they show up like on this? Is when you go to the website and be nice to have a front and center. Here's opportunities.
Yeah. So we do have the Madison Street. I forget what we call it. Madison Street Development Opportunity, I think is the word. And right now it says, if you're interested, we like very simple. It's these three plots of land. If you want more information, go to JLL. And so we're just pitching direct to JLL because that was their direction. That's how they wanted to handle it. Mm-hmm. So then it goes to their offering memorandum.
On the website? Mm-hmm. I was looking all over. And
yeah.
I'll look.
So right now that has been published. They've emailed it out to literally thousands of people and they've gave us a verbal update this week. They have a very high open rate right now. And they're very happy with the numbers they've got. So we're looking at another email blast, apparently. And then they should have a good idea of who's actually going to respond with like a letter of intent. So They don't have a deadline for the letter of intent right now, but we're roughly hoping that like mid-June, late June, we will have a better update from them. So, but in the meantime, they're working really well for us and they've got a lot of interested parties and they're happy with the market so far.
So two things. One, I also noticed that that building right next to the plot is got a for sale sign now.
Oh, it's had
I knew that they were interested. I didn't realize there was one on there. So obviously.
Well, maybe the sign wasn't it, but it's been for sale for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's great. Cause you could take that whole lot up to Pete's.
All the way to Pete's.
By the time maybe we get around to doing this, maybe Pete's. the other thing was, you know, I would lean on JLL as much as you can for information and village work. I mean, that they're doing, you know, because anything that they're doing for this site could be good information for us, right? So that we could put on there for other developers in future. I mean, they're doing work, so I think they understand that if something else comes up, that they would be a part of that too.
I think at this point, their contract is strictly for Madison Street. Right. So we are trying to respect that. But at the same time, I think we understand that like any reasonable business relationship, if you serve us well on one thing and we have a similar project in another area, we would like to come back to you and use them again. But
yeah,
I mean, we can't commit to that right now, but obviously they have a depth of knowledge. And
the RFP alluded to that. RFQ, whatever it was.
It
was all the properties at some point, but we need to start with this as a priority.
Right.
So
I think I very much respect your point there. At the same time, we can ask. They're working for us. If there's things that I think we can push a little bit on what we can expect mm-hmm. out of them respectfully, mm-hmm. you know.
You're talking about like work. Statistical information.
Yeah, they have underwriters that are just back there cranking out stuff for any project.
Well,
it's super easy for
on
them.
Their marketing materials for that property.
Totally.
Right now, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
You just mm-hmm. screen yeah. grab it.
So, yeah, there's and we own that operating memos right now. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm just saying anything that we need in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they can. They have an underwriter that can get that information for you. It will take them 20 minutes to stop.
Well, indulge me for 1 second. Where do I find it on the website? Because I don't see it. You just explain where, and I don't see it. Sorry, maybe I missed it.
Well, maybe it's easy for me because I'm in there a thousand times, and it's not easy for other people.
I think if I'm a developer or looking at what are the opportunities here, like it's you got to dig. I'm looking at permits. I'm looking out of curiosity. I go to EDC. It's not there.
Go to the search bar. Is your friend? Go to the search bar and type Madison.
I know, I'm a clicker.
No, you got to know what you're looking for.
Okay, so if you're a clicker, then go to Life in River Forest.
Oh, okay. Really?
Uh-huh.
How about opportunities in River Forest? And that's where you put business opportunities. You should have, anyway, we'll update the website later. But I do think that's, you go to a lot of municipalities, you'll see opportunities from businesses, rental, development opportunities. I think it'd be good to have. But.
That's a good feedback.
I saw it's out. Oh wait, I want to see what they put out there.
I couldn't find it, and you were looking for it,
and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So.
But Madison Street development opportunity. So you should be able to go Life in River Forest. It's Life in River Forest Economic Development, then Madison Street development opportunity, and it's the link at the end of the first paragraph.
Yeah. A guide to economic development, and then.
Madison Street development opportunity,
all the way at the bottom.
I mean, to your point, it's
you gotta really dig to find it
very much so.
Well, I haven't updated the website yet.
No,
so
I
have this like the PIF program up, then we're gonna pull this up out of the so it's a little bit easier to find on the homepage too.
Makes sense.
I'd put it along the bottom top here, opportunities in River Forest.
Mm-hmm.
You got Shop River Forest, something like
that's what
I would not intuitively look under Life for development opportunities,
it's planned to go in here. These community updates, they would go in this one. And then it'll be a link right to the TIF program. And we can do the OM too.
Yeah, I'll defer to you guys on best ways to find it, but it's good that it's in there.
Yeah.
Sounds like some improvements maybe on access to it, but speaking of development, so it sounds like Madison Avenue is moving along well, which is great. I love the fact JLL's in there. I trust him. I'm glad. I didn't like the whole situation with how it all happened, but there's definitely such a great brokerage for us. It seems like they're doing a good job, and the communication's been great. So I hopefully that will lead to future opportunities for them and for us, and to make sure there's that we don't have properties sitting like that for as long as it's been sitting, and that we have decent developers coming into places like Lake and Lathrop that are properly vetted so that we don't have issues like that. In my mind, we should have had a broker all along, so I'm very happy that we finally got to one and that they seem to be doing what they're doing. Any other development updates, though? Lake and Lathrop, I know, legal, blah, blah, blah.
But they just had court on Friday, right. So we don't have an update yet from our legal team.
Okay.
But we should. We're hoping to have something in a matter of days.
And currently, the status, I know that there's been suits back and forth. Can you just remind, I know, wait, I remember reading in here, but just remind us exactly where we are there.
So court on Friday was to discuss a couple of different motions, but namely was the demolition of the structures that exist currently.
Yep.
Who's moving to demolish it?
The village is moving to have the property owner. I believe the property owner. No. Lake and Lathrop Partners. Mm-hmm. Have them remove the system, the structures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Concrete.
And we're still some time away from whatever litigation that's going to take place, I think, to clear all the liens on that property. So if Lake and Lathrop Partners, they're still the property owners and the bank's the lien holder. So that means they haven't taken possession of it yet. So that's part of the whole issue. Does that mean that they were precluded from doing certain activities on the property or using it for certain items as well? I mean, there's nothing that we can be that can be done that the village can do or the bank can do to help with the blight that is that property.
I believe that's correct. So the land is privately owned. Whether or not it's Lake Lathrop or the bank, it's privately owned. And so we only have the same code enforcement to hold them to, like we do with other private properties. So, and, you know, I think I mentioned this before, when we had a really windy day in like February or March, those red netting things were whipping around. And so we call the receiver, who is our contact for the property. And within a day or two, he had them tap back down. So, you know, they're attentive to the property when we call, but they're, you know, short of the village's position that these are safety issues of having these structures in the rebar that's in the ground. Our hands are kind of tied at this
point. So, that makes sense. So even when the bank eventually takes possession of the property, they'll probably try to flip it as soon as they can. So there's not too much like that we have to worry about the bank, you know, working. Is the bank going to be amiable to paving it and putting something up there for temporary use? It might not be needed because they're going to try to sell it. I'm just... Mm-hmm. Who wants to see that every day? So, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it is annoying. So I'm just, one of the things I was thinking that we could do is just, again, it sounds like there's no options now, is to make sure that we're exploring any option for different things that we can do on that property. I know that's not the point of our commission, but it kind of falls under our preview. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We think of anything, or if you have any advice or something changes, you know, it'd be good to know so that I don't know. I'm sick of it. Going to be there another 2 years and we can't do anything. I mean,
did you ever put that piece of land or at some point?
I don't recall exactly. I know that there was, I want to say no, but I'd have to look back at my history.
Well, we
What I'm
did the
thinking of is like,
remediation, so we probably owned it during remediation,
well, that's what
right?
I don't believe we owned it during remediation, and that's how the village didn't end up paying and dealing with the EPA. The Keystone Partners
Keystone.
did.
Okay.
So, because, but I'm thinking in that same era, if there was a period of time.
Yeah, if anything, it would have been short. I wasn't around at that point.
If it was by the village, it ended up the way it did. We should learn something from those mistakes and make sure that when GLL finds a buyer, that we don't end up making the same mistakes.
Well, that's the whole reason. 100% agree. I don't think we own the property. I think it was a private sale. If there's any, I wasn't around at the time. But that's the whole reason I want JLL, right? Because the problem was is that we were doing this deal happened locally. It's a local developer. It's people that people knew, and that's all fine and great until it's not fine and great. And the reason we wanted a broker and work with someone like JLL is because that they have a breadth of knowledge of all kinds of different developers, not local, maybe local, semi-local in Chicago or other areas that can get the job done. I would be amazed if we didn't find some developer that met all the criteria that could ensure completion, and they'd be able to tell us their financials, other jobs they did. I mean, that's the last 100% agree.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most important thing.
It was a thin redevelopment agreement, and that's where you lock it in. The commitments of the developer, that's why I'm pressing hard to get them to be clear on what we want in terms of development, which I don't quite see. But except for a nod to the comp plan, which doesn't, I mean, it says something, but the redevelopment agreement is the thing that binds it and has all the recourse and milestones and actions and to make sure that what they commit to, and that, you know, we hold them to it. The redevelopment agreement from my review way back when we started this was very thin, was not really binding. I mean, it tied up the TIF dollars that were expiring and would have gone back to the state. And that's what kind of kept them at the table for so long so that they could do the remediation. But other than that, it was like, you know, it was very, I would say it was a very poor redevelopment agreement. Not one I would do.
Yeah.
But that's,
Development done by GFL.
yes. So that's where it
Under
goes
our direction.
beyond. I think it's got to go. It's not just a purchase and sale agreement, which brokers do. It
Yes.
needs to bind through a redevelopment agreement, which includes purchase and sale and commitments and everything. So
Yep.
that's what we talked to them about. That's what we expect to get, I hope, you know, out of these proposals.
Yeah, they should understand. I
They
think they
do. I
do.
think
I
they
think
do,
they got
but
it.
we.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, I
they've
mean,
done redevelopment agreements. I know that, you know.
but also that we're not necessarily, it's not some, you know, ROI play. Like we're
Right.
looking for,
Correct.
you know,
Correct.
ROI in the sense of return. You know, we're not just looking to get the most out of the property and get the funds back. I mean, that'd be great if we were able to, but we're looking for a development that the neighbors are going to like, that the community is going to like, that fits in, you know, with the spirit of River Forest comp plan. So I think other people, one of the reasons I like JLL is because they got that right away. I think other people were like, okay, here's what we think we can get for this property. Here's, you know, your return. We were like, well, that's,
Right.
and then what, and then what's the development? Well, we don't know. Like, no, we want,
Right.
someone was saying, we want the whole package in one.
It's not just purchase and sale. We want to know what you're going to do.
Yeah,
Because
exactly.
in this case, Village does own it. They have the right
Yeah.
to control that, at least ask for the right things.
It's
And
not a
that's where the
private sale.
development proposals have to come back beyond just, oh, here's a proposal to purchase. No, we want to know all these other things
Sure, the
that.
residents would want to
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go through all that. Yeah.
That's the thing that all of these have to go through resident, you know, and there's a process around any development. So we'll make sure that's all on board and sort of, I would imagine, rubber stamp before the purchase even took place. So.
Well, I'm sure a purchaser would pay cash. In this case, I don't think there was cash exchange. Somebody's going to be buying the property. They would want some certainty they can put something out there and not end up with
Yeah,
like
right. Of course.
Yeah.
Meetings with the residents
Of
Yeah.
course.
For 3 years.
In the as a bank, they'd probably want that as well. So there's all kinds of I think.
Plus, it says in here it's got to go through a PD plan development process because we don't have the zoning in place.
that'll be fine.
So zoning that would allow a little more development. But that's where, again, that's another whole process that's usually would be most likely after redevelopment agreement, but that's one of the hurdles of the redevelopment.
But in this case, we'll probably have it. They'll have to go through that before they probably even want to purchase the property.
Yeah.
Right? In this case, it's weird, but...
Yeah.
It is a little bit of a chicken at the
egg. Yeah.
Correct.
But they, we're not in a rush to a degree. I mean, the only problem is if they... Their plan, it doesn't get approved, of course, right? But I'm sure they're willing to... At least they haven't bought the property. They're used to going... These developers are used to going through that kind of process. So you'd have a contingent agreement, sales agreement.
Most of it, the redevelopment agreement the purchase and sale agreement follows after the redevelopment agreement starts it, and there's a whole process of due diligence, project evolution, design, you know, and that's more of a developer proposal. That's what I'm hoping we get out of this, not just sale proposal. But that would usually be in a redevelopment agreement. You go through all those hurdles, and you get everything. You get financing, you get everything. You get community buy-in, you get the project approved, and then you sell them the property.
Right. And we could do a sale agreement contingent upon approval of all those things.
Yeah.
So,
Now,
is GLL aware of that anything on sale?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's publicly listed.
No, like if the people who are marketing are aware of it, it seems like it would be something that's
yeah.
A developer would want to buy and make it into a bigger lot.
I'm sure they.
But it's our position that we are not party to that. The village is not interested in purchasing those. So that would be a separate. And they would be a separate acquisition. And whether or not they were able to combine it or whatever they want to do.
Right.
But we're not interested in purchasing those two parcels at this point.
Well, we were. But
at
one point, we're trying to pursue it because site control helps. Yeah. I mean, the more site. But it didn't go anywhere.
It didn't work.
Ideally, the private market responds to that. So again, I agree with you. You don't. The village shouldn't be in a position of buying a bunch of properties to promote development. Eventually, the market kicks in, and you're jump-starting already by having Lutheran General. So or that side. So, and the other properties. So we've done a fair amount to get that going. Those little properties. Hopefully, again, the market sees that. Oh, hey, wait. And you know.
And the village has done. I'm assuming combined the pins and done the whatever has.
Probably not yet.
No,
It'll be contingent. Oh, sorry.
Don't go ahead.
No, they'll come up with a site plan. Hopefully, it follows some of the parking solutions that are part of the comp plan. That's the alley sharing. What is it called? That so it'll probably come out of that final site plan that the developer does, purchaser and developer does, and then you'll go and pin it out. Split the pins and do whatever, combine and depending on how that goes.
Yeah, because you might have to go back and redo.
You kind of need the final plan, a final site plan to see.
There was a master plan for Madison, right?
The comprehensive plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's part of the River Force comp plan. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're on the level. Go for it.
Well, we have the history on this, but and there was, there were some studies done on that.
No, I would encourage you to read it on your own time. No, but you're not wrong. There was there's specific references to Madison Street in the comprehensive plan with a number of suggestions on what the planner suggested could be done with those places. And I say that because there was a lot of feedback where once the document was published, people thought they were actually happening. And they are not.
Oh, there's two separate things, too. There's the comprehensive plan that has a general idea. And then there was a House Owen Levine did some sketches of what could possibly go there, which involved different level, all kinds of just different ideas.
Right.
That was part of that. Kind of got wrapped in the whole zoning issue.
Yep.
The height.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They did that. So what happened was they did... they looked at a number of different sites in River Forest, and just for this kind of just to show, show off what they could do and show it's just a neat program that can show you real time what a property would look like right there with all the other houses and different buildings near it. So they can, while you're looking at it, say, okay, four stories, poop, goes four stories. Okay. Setbacks, poop, setbacks. So they put together a lot of these, and some of this was done to kind of explain what redevelopment might look like with the new zoning laws that were proposed. what got sort of mixed in the message was that this, what they're showing here, is what is being proposed and somehow is the new zoning. It got a little bit confusing and murky there. But at any rate, they did that, I don't know about it.
2019?
Yeah, sometime. I mean, they've been working on it a while. What's neat is that they actually have the whole, because he's a resident, they have the all River Forest mapped out. So they're able to plop that in any different building. Couple of things on that. So there were a couple other properties that they looked at as well. I mean, they looked at some properties on North Avenue and did some sketches there of what some consolidation of properties would look like there. It is pretty neat. And there was some talk, and I think we've sort of stepped away from this, is because you have that program, that it would be neat for someone, like, to have a link on the website that could go into that program, and you could pull up any, this is possible, any building within River Forest, and you could click on it, and you would have, you know, what LLC owns it, or what individual owns it. Anyways, there's all kinds of information there that House on Levine has put together for the village in the past, including some ideas about what could go there. And I think people have ideas. You know, there's been thoughts of mixed use, office, blah, 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 you know, some different that. But I think it'll be interesting to see what the market comes with as well and what unique opportunities they have without trying to sway them too much. We all have ideas, but they'll know.
There was also an expression of interest done, which is sort of a prelim, sort of trying to see if there was development interest, and it put out a whole bunch of things, criteria, and a little bit more pitch than I think. You have that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before the buildings were demolished.
Correct.
And there was very little, if any, developer interest at that time.
Well, there was some unsolicited proposals that came for reuse and different things.
Right.
And so we decided to do an expression of interest to see if there was others.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually had a little bit more meat in it than, I mean, there was a little bit of some sense of potential building, and it came from John, from Housio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and that may be something we'll talk offline about the JLL and what they have out there. Maybe they could put more of that in there. Little things about just the location of the site along Madison Street corridor, which is part of, Forest Park. And I mean, it's missing, I'm sorry, I won't critique it here. Missing a little pitch, I think, that should be in there. If you read it, it's just a site. Again, I don't, anyway.
We'll, yeah. No, but is there, I'm just thinking, is there a way to connect with JLL about that?
Let me look at the, look at the expression of interest, and maybe there's some pieces they just pull out of it and add to the website.
That might be something that they're not even aware of, too.
No, I provided them.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Expression.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't like it. All right.
I mean, we hired them for a reason. I think we got to defer a little bit, but at the same time, like, maybe give a little direction as well, right?
Yeah. I'm happy to do that.
Or at least understand why they are not using some of the stuff.
So you noted that, one of the tools that John Housiel provided could be a link on the website where you can learn more information. And we do actually have that on our website. Mm-hmm. So if you go to if you go to the homepage and underneath the five buttons that are like right at the top, so there's the image and then there's the five buttons, there's find your property. And you can type in your home address. You can type in any address you want. And then it takes you to, I can't do it that way. It takes you to this. I can do it though. So type it here. What do we want to do? 400 Park, just for fun. So that's where we are right now. So this actually will link you to the Cook County website, so you can learn more about who owns property. You can also learn about who your government elected officials are, your zoning information. So we do have, it's some of the information. It's more about trying to help people understand their property tax bill.
Yeah.
And that is here, which this is a bad example because we don't pay property taxes. But you would actually have I don't want to call anybody out though. But you would have a good graphic right there, and it shows exactly what portion of your bill goes to which government body. So, and that's literally
it's cool. Okay, I take it back. It's not exactly what he had, but
it's something.
The information's there.
Yeah. So all this discussion is great. Do you guys remember 800 the Sheridan 800 Harlem?
Yep.
Yes.
So Kathy worked really hard to make sure that that was in the benefit of the village. And I don't know if you guys have read that contract. It's boring. It's a good contract, but it is very good for the village. Yes. Right.
And
she argued so hard to make sure that the residents that were impacted along Bonnie Brae received a certain, I believe they received a check to address the fences that were there because they didn't want the fence and they wanted the fence. I mean, there was a lot of conversation. So when you're talking about someone who wants to make sure that the residents of River Forest are supported, Kathy Adushi is that person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that has been, that kind of passion and focus has been copy pasted onto the Madison Street project. And there's only so much we can control with Lake and Lathrop right now, but we know that that is the direction that she's giving us for that project as well, even as we're kind of waiting right now. But with the Madison project, she's met with the JLL team. Matt and I continue to meet with them. And we do echo what you guys are saying here. You know, we need to be clear from the beginning. We need to get this in writing up front as much as we can, make sure that developer understands the direction before we even sign contracts so that they understand the expectation and we understand how this project's going to get done. So I appreciate that you guys are echoing that as well. And I'm hearing that again. And that message is going on to Kathy, but fortunately that's not new information. That is the plan. So I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, any development that gets done in the village of River Forest is going to have a lot of eyes on it.
Yeah,
and specifically, Kathy realizes that and is going to act accordingly.
Yeah,
I think we do as well. I think the board does. I think everyone realizes what I don't need to repeat. Everyone realizes a lot of eyes on the next development. So that's good. Hey, that's good. And there should be resident input, and there should be discussion, and there should be complete understanding. So that's the way it should work. Let me go to my trusty agenda here. So any other general development updates? Sounds like the main issue is not the right word, but the main thing that we're trying to do is work with JLL to get Madison up and running, and then we should have more information by the time we meet next time, if not our July meeting.
Mm-hmm. So if I can just state, we are right now, we are looking to reappoint certain individuals. We are watching individuals come off of the commission. And so I just want to address the impacts of that with a quorum. So
is this under other business? Can we move into other business?
That's okay. Right.
That's fine. Any other things on general development? No.
Okay.
Other business it is.
So currently, if your appointment is up, I believe it's the two of you. No, it's all three of you. Your appointment is technically up April 30th, but we'll be reappointing everybody at the May 12th meeting, if you don't object.
Please, no objection.
Okay, good. So, and then you'll be reappointed for the next 4 years. Of course. Yeah, okay. Zero times zero is.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then Katie Lowe's has resigned as a trustee. And then I was also notified that Dorota will be resigning, but not until July. So Dorota, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe she could be in attendance at the June meeting and the July meeting. As long as those dates, you know, don't conflict with anything on her schedule. And then,
I don't want to resign. Can we change the rules?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
No, wait, what's
I'm moving out of River Forest.
Oh.
And moving to Oak Park.
That's right.
And it's really, I really want to be on this committee. I'm moving on June 16th, so I intend to stay on the committee till June.
I have no idea.
Can I be a consultant? I mean, I really wanted to be on this committee for a long time.
What can we do? Right. I mean, I would hate to lose a voice like yours and the knowledge of the community like yours. Like, I mean, you that.
At this point, I really, and I mean, it's up to the committee, of course, and I'm open to ideas. I really, I mean, I'm a community person. I'm literally going to be 2 miles away.
Yeah.
And I'm super active in community development in the arts
district. You're perfect for the commission. Is there what can we?
I don't know what the rules are. Honestly, for... it just said I can't. I have to be a resident.
The rule is you have to be a resident.
Can we ask for an exception from the board or whatever that might be? So that I'm just curious. I mean,
we have didn't work.
Oh, really?
We had the same issue before. Yeah. We had.
I mean, I understand if this is not something the committee wants to do either.
I don't think it's a committee decision. I don't think it's a committee decision.
I agree. I don't believe this is a committee decision.
We asked to keep.
But Kathy takes your input. Yeah. You know. So
again, I think in light of the circumstances and diminishing, you know, I mean, I think we need people. So
maybe, we do have a couple of volunteers that have signed up with the direction to the EDC. Mm-hmm. I received two. That Kathy is working on. She's got a lot of appointments to work through right now, so I don't have a time frame exactly. Yeah. But understanding our need here, we're one of the only committees that basically will have three people on it. So she is working on her process of things. So I mean, to be fair, this is not a problem today. This is not a problem in June or even.
It would be a problem.
Be a problem in July.
Yeah. So a couple of things. If we could see if there's some way, even on a temporary basis, I would hope it would be longer term, that we could do that. I'd love to bubble that up just to see if that's a possibility. With all, I don't know who the other possible commissions might be, appointments might be. I would argue few people have better knowledge of her forest than Laura in a couple different capacities. So I would hate to lose her insight. I worry about just bringing anyone on to the commission just because we're short people. Like, I don't want to do that either. I would rather skip meetings and find the right people, you know, that. And I'm sure Kathy is working through that, but understand that she has other things going on. So. I'm going to talk with some people as well.
That was going to be my next thing. If you know people who are free the first Wednesday of the month,
Can you send the commission the link to
apply?
Mm-hmm. So I will send it. It's just our volunteer link. And then you have the list of all the commissions and you choose, I'm interested in EDC.
All right.
And honestly, if that is a bar too far, have them send me their resume and then a brief, why do I want to be on the EDC? And I'll make sure that gets to Kathy as well.
All right.
That's why we've been putting the volunteer link out on all of the newsletters that everyone's reading, is because we're trying to get people to set. That's the volunteers we're signing up for. We're not looking for crossing guards. We're looking for commissioners. July. Yeah. And therefore, and then, wouldn't be able to.
No, four of us.
Dorota is on till July.
Oh, Dorota would be on in July. And then.
Full cops.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah. August would be just the four of you. So then we have a quorum, but none of you can ever miss.
Tim never misses anyways. So.
Right.
Well, hopefully we can find one qualified person by July. But I think it's good.
My friend, I emailed you guys and I think she's going to apply. My friend, Nicole, she's interested in joining. She's a business owner. She's a great person. I think I asked her before I even knew that I was moving. I really hope she'll be able to join.
One of my two. So okay.
I'm hoping
to see that soon. It hasn't come through yet, but.
She didn't come. Okay, I'm going to talk to her. She's a great person, business owner, super smart, go-getter. She would be a great, great addition. I really want her to join.
That would be great. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And if there is an interim solution, too, of a 3-month extension or 4-month, whatever it is to bridge until we get, you know, I think it's worth asking.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to help out if possible. And I'll just leave it at that.
At the very least, you would be invited to join as a member of the public to continue to to at least share your opinions.
Give public comment.
Right. Yeah.
Well, would she only be able to engage during public comment? I mean, whatever.
You are the chairman.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I want you here for everything and whatever rules are.
Excellent but... idea. You know what? I'm just going to do it that way.
Yeah.
As long cool. as you, as long as
we have a quorum, you're right.
Absolutely.
We'll have Carr.
Yeah.
And we'll have
your input's really excellent. Great. So
there you go.
I would.
I'm going to do that.
Suspend the rules.
I wish. I wish.
Okay. Well, and this is beyond us. This is Open Meetings Act.
Yeah.
So the residency might be the village. I have to research it.
Yeah.
But
and
the quorum
really,
is not
I get
us.
It. I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. So I feel bad that they made a name tag.
We literally printed it and then like the next day saw the news article. And we were like, there's $21.
Yeah.
I know. I feel guilty. I'm going to
you get to take it with you. You can put it at your.
You can put it right over there.
Right.
You sit over there.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I think. Yeah.
I was going to say, Oak Park has an economic.
No, they're only OPEDC, but it's different.
A lot bigger and a lot more complex.
It is. Yeah. They got other. I was on that
the arts district.
For a while.
I'm in charge of the arts district.
Yeah.
But I got that.
Yeah.
So I thought, this would be perfect. It can help over here.
Well, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Every meeting, if you
we'll
want
do it
to,
that way, that works for me.
But also, if we could do something more official,
so I just would put out a request. If you do not believe you're going to be able to attend a meeting, if you could let me know as soon as possible, because we do have the option to reschedule. The calendar's kind of tight with meetings, but if I can plug us in at a different location, most of the meetings start at 7. So if we like our meeting in June, we are going to have the firefighter open house immediately starting at 7 o'clock. So we'll have to be in and out anyway, but that's possible. Like we can adjust a little bit. So
I'll also say, and I really appreciate this commission, especially with me being out last time, that we've done a really good job this year. I don't think we've missed a meeting, knock on wood, in like nine sessions. So
yeah, I think it was like,
we're not saving the world here. You know what I mean? We're trying to push things along. If it's a slow month, we can also
Well, that's the other question, and maybe this is a different conversation for you and I to have. Is you know, what do we need to have a meeting? If
we take July off, I mean, quite frankly,
if you're open to it, that
most people are going to be traveling. Someone's going to be traveling.
Gonna
in July.
About that, like,
so we were planning to do it July, the week after the 4th.
The 9th.
We were planning to do it on the 9th anyway.
I mean, I am around.
But isn't that when the letters are going to be coming in from JLL? Like the
I don't know exactly.
So we
don't
have a date. Didn't we just say mid?
Yeah, we did.
Until late June.
We did,
right?
Yeah. So but you know what?
Just because it comes from JLL it wouldn't necessarily come here.
Well, we'd want to know about it.
Absolutely, and I can notify you.
But you won't.
You find it on the line, living in River Forest, one of them.
Yeah. Well, why don't we not cancel it at this point, but with the idea that maybe we could at some point over the summer.
Okay.
Any other business? We got to get, I can hear the fire engines out front. So
that's in June.
Oh yeah.
We're fine now.
But you can use it.
Yeah. But anyways. All right. Can I get a motion? In that case, a motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
6:59.
Thank you.
Thank you.